through. You never see them, you know, with a when you carry a rifle. They just, it's almost like a shotgun.
Oh, yes. I tell you how we used to do it. You know, they're pretty foxy. You know, when you're on, you're around a tree, and you're looking up there where he's at. Well, you probably see his head just sticking around the corner. He's always on the other side. Yeah. And we used to get a stick and throw it over there. And right away, he'll come on this side. He thinks somebody's over there with a bang on it. You get him right there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll have to do that next time.
You go squirrel hunting, do you?
Every once in a while.
Oh, do you?
I was out last winter with my brother. He's in December. And
where at? Where?
This was in Virginia, in Charlottesville.
Oh,
I guess we were out deer hunting, actually, but I had a double barrel shotgun.
I had
one barrel loaded with buckshot.
Oh, I see.
And then another barrel loaded with birdshot.
Birdshot, yeah.
And after a while, we didn't see a dog on deer, of course. And,
so he had to shoot something.
They're all set to
come
shoot.
Home with
couldn't even see a squirrel off.
And no, if you're kind of late in the morning, well, you won't see them very seldom because they're out pretty early in the morning. You know, we used to go around, when it's just good daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
That's your best time.
Well, that's when we went. But,
of course, I never hunted without a dog. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Use a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dog will pick up the track and tree him right there. You know, that's half of the game.
Yeah. With a squirrel.
Yeah, that's half of the gig because they got the track and they wind him right up there and they smell it right up the tree and that's it. There he is. Unless there's a hole up there and he's in the hole, that's all.
You see, a cat, you could even set him up the tree.
Oh, yeah. But, they know where their den tree is. Don't think they don't.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they bat along for that den tree. Well, you better be there. Yeah, I've shot a lot of them.
Yeah, well, as I said, I was all set to, I think we were just doggone lucky we didn't just shoot a bird. My brother claims he saw a turkey.
Oh, is that so?
But, I don't know.
Is that right?
He says he didn't shoot at it because he had a rifle, you know, if he had a shotgun, he would. But, I'm not sure I believe him. He's up there long enough, he sees turkeys all.
No, that's something we got here. We got pheasants here, but no turkeys.
They have them. I've seen them.
We have a nice bunch of pheasants out here. Sometimes there's a good chance to get them. I know I used to walk a mile and a half down the rail for home, and I'd probably see them in the summertime right along the right-of-way.
Uh-huh.
Else they'd probably be way up ahead of you coming down the rail.
Now, I was driving through this big military reservation in Virginia one time. Doggone turkey went right across the road, walked across the road right in front of the car.
Oh, my gosh. How big are they?
Oh, they're big. They, and they fly real fast. They're not like the domestic turkeys, you know, they're so stupid.
They're almost like a they're almost like a pheasant.
Only bigger.
They're bigger, but they can go.
But they're real smart, supposedly. They're the hardest thing to shoot, which is hard to believe, considering turkeys that you raise.
Too much feathers, I suppose.
Well, they're real smart.
What kind of a shot would you use for that?
Well, I think you can get them with bird shot, but they're a good-sized bird. I mean, you can get them 15-20 pounds.
That's
not like shooting a dove.
No, that's different. Of course, take on a turkey, a lot of the feathers there, you know. You'd have to have a little heavier shot than just the ordinary.
Yeah, I think you do use a little. I've never done it, but I have a little.
No. Of course, on the old, take like rabbit and squirrel, I used to have number six shot. Of course, on a turkey, that's so much bigger, you know, you'd probably have to have a heavier shot, heavier lead.
I'm just trying to think of one or two. We're close to being done. I just wonder whether we ought to.
Yeah, I don't want to stay too long.
Yeah, I ask one or two more questions, and then we would just
step up there.